Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from different parts of the country, serving people around the country on 400 or so radio stations and on the internet at DougSteffen.com. I'm always excited when there are people who come to us who have recognition, notability, if you will, sometimes notoriety. There's a difference between notoriety and notability. I've been a big fan of. Going to use the word fan and then
big becomes
very appropriate for the guy who plays Mr. Big, and he's also as he started his career as Mike Logan. It's where I first really became fond of Chris Noth and the roles that he has played, is playing. I think he's fascinating as Peter Florek and The Good Wife, and you guys know that I love that show, and I think part of it is the role that he played. He's done Chris, as I think about you, I think about some role. I don't know what the role was, but I see you with a straw hat and a cane.
Oh, God, I hope it's not anytime too soon.
No.
I'm sure it's coming.
No, I'm going backwards. I remember seeing you with a group of guys in some play, I think it was. It may have been a movie.
In a play or a movie?
May have been. I'm not sure. I remember seeing a picture.
I know what that was. That was Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders.
Okay.
John Milius thing about the invasion in Cuba.
Yeah.
And I played one of the, New York swags, and Hamilton Fish, and these guys who were rich kind of swags joined up for the adventure of it. Yeah. And we had at one point straw hats and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. When you were a kid, you're a real New Yorker, aren't you? You're a real New Yorker.
Both my parents worked in New York. I grew up in Stamford, Connecticut, and then I came to New York to study acting in the late 70s and early 80s.
So, we have Roberta Fasanelli's a real New Yorker. She's part of my
I'm a New Yorker.
Team here. Look back at this career that you've had, what were your expectations? I mean, without it sounding like, okay, this is the question and here's your answer, I'm just kind of curious as to what you thought your life was going to be like when you were studying acting. I mean, think about the role of Logan, especially in the character.
I mean, I was preparing for mostly a life in the theater, and then at that time they were making fantastic movies in Hollywood, the directors. It was a sort of a renaissance that I grew up watching, starting from, you know, Bonnie and Clyde and The Godfather 1 and 2 to all the great movies, Deliverance. I mean, you could just, there's so many of them. Gene Hackman, Robert Duvall, Pacino, all those guys were doing amazing things. So that was the template that you kind of said, that's what I want to be doing in film. That changed a lot after Jaws. And so we get a lot of sort of blockbuster type movies now that I didn't grow up watching blockbusters.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. So it was basically preparing for a life in the theater and hoping that once you're doing stage work, you could get into some interesting films.
Yeah. What attracted you? Did Wolf find you, or did you find Wolf for Mike Logan?
Yeah, Wolf smelled me out. And I went through the traditional ways. It was a script that I read, the first Law and Order pilot, which was actually at that time extremely different from any other pilot. And at that time, it was like, well, you don't want to really do TV, but this seemed very different, and it just fell into it. I auditioned and got it and stuck with it for 5 years.
Well, you went back.
But I was back in 1990. I guess people don't realize that the original Law and Order was in 1990, and it was all men. Michael Moriarty was the chief district attorney, and Stephen Hill, Richard Brooks, Dan Florek, and George Zunza and I.
Yeah. You had what looked to me like, reading between the lines, you and Orbach, I'm betting, were pretty close off-screen as well as on-screen.
Yeah, Jerry was my third partner, and the first thing he said to me is, you're going to be, I'll be your last partner, but you won't be mine.
Really?
Because I'd had two partners before him.
Mm-hmm.
But and he was right. He was absolutely right. I left 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. But you went back to it and did it.
I went back. Well, I did a movie, Exiled, which was my favorite two-hour Law and Order movie that I did, where you trace Logan to Staten Island and him trying to get out of Staten Island. And then I did 3 years of stint on criminal intent, which was less successful for me.
Yeah. Would you go back to a role on, I mean,
Hey, Chris, can you tell that Law and Order is Doug's favorite television show of all time?
Yeah, I know. Well, and right. I think Logan probably should have been tested for diabetes. The way he drank.
Yeah, totally.
Segue into anything.
All right, yeah, let's go. Let's talk about one of the reasons that you're visiting.
Nice job.
He's a professional. I talk all day. Never mind for 5 minutes. I talk all day about this.
Believe me, I could talk about that for a while too.
I bet you could. You have a friend who has diabetes.
Yeah,
is that how you came around to this?
Yeah. He was in denial for a long time. He was an obvious case, although at the time I didn't have enough knowledge to know that. Luckily, my other friend was a doctor, and because I was like, you know, hey, dude, you got to hit the gym, you got to run in the park with me, I was trying to force him into my kind of regime of exercise to bring his weight down, which he wasn't going to do because he wasn't in the condition to do it, and which is, good advice to know that you can't always force someone that you think is out of shape into doing what you're doing. But what we did do is we got him to take a blood test, and it turned out that all his ailing body and his things that he were complaining about, lots of fatigue and just not feeling well, came from the fact that he was a diabetic.
How old was he, Chris?
He was in his 40s.
Yeah.
And he's now in his late 50s. He's doing great. So that gave me a very kind of fundamental knowledge about it, and then when I was joined forces with Novo Nordisk, and they sort of gave me more information about what this disease, if you want to say disease, I don't know if you want to call it a disease.
Yeah, I think you can make that.
But you start looking at some of the numbers in America, that 1 in 12 people have diabetes, and a third of them don't know it. So I'm not good at math, but we have almost 400 million people in this country. So if you think about 1 in 12 Americans having diabetes, it's a big number. And then a third of those people don't know it. So it occurs to me when we started getting together to put together this AskScreenKnow.com website that they created, that Novo Nordisk created, to get people to get tested and know, because it's no longer some strange exotic thing that only really obese people get or really old people get. This is something that you've got to start with at, you know, age 45.
Yep.
In the same way that I start at in my 40s to get my cholesterol checked.
You need to have an annual physical.
Annual.
You need to get to these things. You got to know.
It's a reality for people as they get older. It's not something, you know, you always hear about being tested for cholesterol, and you have your blood pressure tested and other things. Like, yeah, my checkup. Part of that checkup now should be screened for diabetes.
What happens when you go to AskScreenNow.com?
Well, the website gives you information. What they want you to do is to go to your doctor, and they'll give you the signs of why, you know, maybe you should. They'll, in terms of the implications of maybe some of you have, if you're in a risk factor, age. The doctor knows also even more about, hold on.
I lost my audio again.
He lost his audio.
No, I still got you.
Okay.
Can you hear?
I still can hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are symptoms they'll tell you about, but you don't want to wait just for symptoms.
Get it checked. It's good common sense.
Yeah.
All right. Continue.
I mean, the doctor can give you more specific actual symptoms and ideas of why and who should get tested, so I'll throw it over.
Rich, just one minor correction. The website is AskScreenKnow.com.
AskScreenKnow.com. Yeah, we got that.
But basically, you know, building on what Chris just said, as we started, it was the issue of symptoms, which are where patients can have excessive thirst, they can have excessive urination, they can feel very sluggish, very tired. Sometimes there may be some weight loss associated, wounds that won't heal. These are all early to mid-late symptoms of diabetes. But very early on, whether pre-diabetic or only have mild elevations of blood sugars, they may not have any symptoms at all. And that's why it's important to screen for diabetes very early.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is There might, they may think they're healthy as a, you know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Right.
So you don't know. It's you're playing with fire, and it's so easy to get to the bottom line. The other gentleman with Chris Noth is Dr. Silvio Quaglia, who is an expert in this area when it comes to diabetes. Don't take any chances.
What TV interview? Who's on it?
All right. You guys go.
Just kidding.
All right.
Nice to talk to you guys. Thanks
good
for
talking
having
to
me.
Thanks, Chris.
Take
Thank
good
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. It's always interesting when we do these conversations with people because usually we become the radio interview and the rest of them are all television interviews. They do us around a dozen or more television interviews. And, okay, so they squeeze in a radio program they figure has some value if there are a lot of people listening to it. And so we every once in a while get into these things. And these guys, even though they're professionals, most of the people they have, there are spokespeople for these various groups. And they get notable television or screen actors or people who have, you know, sports figures sometimes to do these pitches for the campaigns. In this circumstance, there's a very worthwhile message here, and that is get tested for diabetes. But because just me saying it, or some guy coming on like
or
that doctor,
some Dr. Silvio Quaglio,
who's going to pay any attention to him?
Right.
Nobody knows
yeah,
who
nobody.
He is. So they hire Noth.
Mr. Big.
He's got a great name, Silvio Quaglio.
Right.
I'm in.
Yeah. but you know what I'm saying. They
yeah.
You come in and we want to talk to Chris about his... I could have talked to that guy for the rest of the program.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to go do something else. So I'm leaving, too.
There is no rest of the program.
Anyway, yes, there is. Roberta, you're going to handle it. You're in charge. Roberta
yeah.
And the Queen of Cheat coming on later with Roberta. There will be Jennifer and her television update, all that good stuff up in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
It's 21 past the hour, as Dudley said. He is at Heidelberg, has to run off for some highfalutin meetings to decide the future of the school. That's got to be scary.
Uh-oh. Highfalutin?
I know how those meetings go when it comes to this program. I can't imagine him having those for a whole college. Your kid's future is in Doug Steffen's hands.
Uh-oh.
Run for your lives, everybody. It's 21 past on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past on Good Day, Rich, Roberta, and Jennifer, and CeeLo on The Voice performing his big new hit, Bright Lights, Bigger City. Guess he just had to one-up them. When did CeeLo start doing Broadway?
I don't know, the anticipation's building.
All right,
now I need it. There we go. I've been living for the weekend. You're not anymore. It comes out for me, you're feeling. That's why there's him as well. Now I'm looking for some action. And it's out there somewhere. Feeling electricity all in the evening. We just be more of the same. But sometimes I want to go and everyone goes wrong.
It's I wish he'd take the cotton balls out of his mouth, but other than that, I like it.
I'm just gonna let something brand new happen to me. And it's alright. Alright, it's alright, it's alright.
I dig his kind of Motown-y rock and soul kind of feel.
He's very creative. He doesn't sound like the typical mold pop singer.
No, yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of soul to him, and I like that. But there's something about it, like he had some dental work done that day or something. Alright, so that's CeeLo on The Voice. I'm catching this show here, and I'll catch 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there or something like that. And from what I see, I mean, I kind of dig it. It's not the same old, okay, you come out, you're being voted off, you come out, you're being voted off. There's a neat template to it.
Yeah, because the judges are mentors, which is kind of cool.
The judges are more, right, mentors.
Just snarky comments.
Yeah, so they're a little bit more involved. But I'm sitting here looking at what they did. I only caught a minute or two of the show last night, so I didn't get to see it all. But I look at this, and I see the first thing, and I just start laughing. And Jennifer's like, what are you laughing at? They did a tribute, all of the singers, all eight of them, to George Michael.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
How do you go to the producers and say, hey, listen, I've got a great idea?
Yeah, let's do it
for George.
You know what we can do? Next week we're going to do Culture Club. I think I got it.
That's hilarious.
They have to have faith, I think.
I won't let you down. I will not give you up.
It's sounds like CeeLo.
It is CeeLo.
One good thing that I've got.
I won't let you down. I won't give you up. The rest of Britney, Britney, won't.
My wife asked me the other day, she says, do you think that reality television is here to stay? We'll be around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know what we can blame it on?
What?
The writer's strike or the director's strike. Remember years ago?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
When The Bachelor first came out and all the shows just, it was a downhill spiral.
Yeah, and all these producers
But the networks
now,
love them.
They're cheap.
I mean, they're cheap to produce. Cheap. They're cheap to produce and they get great ratings.
How
so
much
bingo,
do you think they had to pay Frenchie Davis, who got eliminated last night from The Voice? How much do you think they paid her for a season? Yeah.
Probably not much. I don't even know. Do they get paid to do The Voice?
I would imagine it's minimum.
Oh, yes.
You have to get paid.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever minimum is, you know, $1,000 per episode or something like that. They probably make more than that. But still, compared to paying Chris Noth, how much do you think they're paying him per episode?
And the judges are all upset because they're only making $75,000. Christina's making $200 and something an episode. Bummer, dudes.
but think about, like, I think when Friends was on, what were they making? Like $5 million an episode or $10 million an episode?
No, it wasn't that much. It was like $1 million an episode.
But it was a huge amount of money.
Sure.
Or maybe I'm thinking Sex and the City. I mean, one of these shows,
there was a huge
amount of money that they were making per episode.
All right. Well, there it is. It's 28 past the hour. And Doug Steffens, good day. Your reality television update.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to Bloomberg, Apple is preparing to release the iPhone 5 this coming September. The new phone will include the faster A5 processor found in the iPad 2 and tout an 8-megapixel camera. Despite the upgrades, Apple's newest iPhone hardware may still pale in comparison to other available smartphones. In other news, the Netherlands became the second country in the world to write net neutrality laws. The laws ban carriers from blocking services or charging fees for using programs like Skype. The United States is trying to draft similar laws, but is running into legal battles with the telecom industry. And finally, lawmakers are trying to force wireless carriers to legally define 4G networks. The Next Generation Wireless Disclosure Act would make providers abide by standard speeds, coverage, and reliability before marketing products. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Now at the Home Depot Red, White, and Blue Savings Event, save on items throughout the store, including innovative top-brand appliances like a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator for $698. At $200 off, you get more than you'd think for a lot less than you thought. All thanks to store-wide low prices at the Red, White, and Blue Savings Event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 6th while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Day on the Good Day Show.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? It's Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, and I'm Rich McFadden. Doug has gone on to some meetings at Heidelberg. He will be back with us tomorrow morning, or maybe even a little bit later this morning. We'll see how his meetings go. Until then, one of the big news stories of the day is Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling's new website, Pottermore. And there's been a lot of anticipation over the last few days about what this will be. They didn't even tell anybody what it will be. So everybody's been waiting for J.K. Rowling.
Speculation.
Everybody's
books.
Wondering.
Yeah.
So J.K. Rowling announced this morning via YouTube that, I'll let her tell you.
13 years after the first Harry Potter book was published, I'm still astonished and delighted by the response the story's met. Even though the seventh book and the eighth film have now been completed, I'm still receiving hundreds of letters every week, and Harry's fans remain as enthusiastic and inventive as ever. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you, because no author could have asked for a more wonderful, diverse, and loyal readership. I'm thrilled to say that I am now in a position to give you something unique, an online reading experience unlike any other. It's called Pottermore. It's the same story with a few crucial additions. The most important one is you. Just as the experience of reading requires that the imaginations of the author and reader work together to create the story, so Pottermore will be built, in part, by you, the reader. The digital generation will be able to enjoy a safe, unique online reading experience built around the Harry Potter books. Pottermore will be the place where fans of any age can share, participate in, and rediscover the stories. It will also be the exclusive place to purchase digital audiobooks and, for the first time, e-books of the Harry Potter series. I'll be joining in too, because I will be sharing additional information I've been hoarding for years about the world of Harry Potter. Pottermore is open to everyone from October, but a lucky few can enter early and help shape the experience. Simply follow the owl. Good luck.
All right, so if you go to pottermore.com, you can try and be one of those lucky ones to get signed up for it.
Shape the experience. Gosh, her voice is so
She looks really good. I mean, she looks really good. Oh, yeah. So it's what an amazing story she is. It really is.
We're excited because we have our Harry Potter expert with us today.
Victoria, Roberta's daughter.
Are you so excited?
Oh, I am beyond excited.
So tell us, what does all this mean? Okay, there's a website where I get to participate in it. Victoria is an absolute Harry Potter nut.
We're called Potterheads.
Potterheads. Beautiful. All right, so we heard that she says you are involved in this website. I mean, what is it really going to do?
I think it reignites the community. There's such a strong fandom surrounded around this series, whether it be through music about Harry Potter or through fan fiction, or everybody has their own Harry Potter experience, and this is almost a way of tying in all aspects of the fandom into one community, because throughout the internet there are various places for the Harry Potter community to combine, but this is almost the ultimate.
So will you be able to share your experience with other Harry Potter fans and kind of create a story together, or is this your own separate experience, or do you even understand it at this point?
I mean,
is there enough information?
She's kind of left everything up to your interpretation. I think that even if it is a personal experience, that it's one person for each story, that the fact that there is something as interactive as this, the Potter community will come back stronger than ever now that it's ending.
So I know one of the big things for you was to be able to learn more backstory about
some
of
the
characters.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
How does that work into this? Do you understand that?
She told us that she's going to reveal information that she's been hoarding, and I'm really excited just about that. I don't really, at this point, care who the backstory is about or who we learn about, just the fact that we get to learn more about some of our favorite characters' pasts. We only know most of our information about the three main characters, but we don't know a lot about Dumbledore or about Lily and James or about Snape.
Do you think that this is a way for her to kind of get started down the path of maybe writing some additional novels about those characters?
I would hope that she would be able to write about the other characters, but I don't know if she will. She promised Daniel Radcliffe that she would never write another book that he would have to act in again, so that would pretty much only be backstory that she would be able to write. And I know that she's working on another series right now, or another book. But
maybe a prequel?
Hopefully. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't a prequel be cool?
That would be wonderful. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many opportunities and options. I mean, okay, let's go into Dumbledore's early life and how he got into it. You don't have to do Harry Potter anymore. I mean, there's so many other options.
Or like they do with X-Men, when they do the prequels of X-Men, they always have they might mention the character, but it's a different form because obviously Harry's either not born or
right. He's
much younger or whatever it might be.
Or he's a dad the epilogue. If they do that, because there's a huge 19-year gap between the end of the seventh book and the epilogue, and nobody really knows what happens. I mean, we assume, Harry and Ginny get married, Ron and Hermione get married, they all have kids, huzzah. But there's also the fact that we don't know what happens when their kids go to Hogwarts and what happens there.
Interesting. Could be a kid star. I like it. What's the site like today? Because you said that it was kind of crazy earlier. Is it just overwhelmed with people?
Only the Harry Potter fandom could crash a website that's been live 3 minutes.
Wow. So it crashed already?
It's they have this thing open on Pottermore where you're allowed to submit your email, so it will let you know when registry is open. But it says you can come back on July 31st to find out how you can get the chance to enter Pottermore early, and it's supposed to be like this treasure hunt to find the place to register. But right now we can submit our email, but it's just not working.
Hmm. Wow.
Very
it's
cool.
It's slick stuff. So what I find amazing here is I just read the first Harry Potter with my son, who is 7. You are 14 or 15 now, Victoria?
15.
15, okay. And then we have Doug's daughter and her husband, who are 35, who are all into it. I mean, this thing really crosses the spectrum when it comes to age.
I mean, there's parts of the story that apply to each age group, and every book, you get something different out of it whenever you read. I've read the series at least 20 times in full.
Really?
But every time I learn something new about the characters, or I get something else because I'm reading it, having had different experiences.
So one of the things, I can't remember which movie it is now, but there are a couple of movies that I watch where every time I watch it, I learn something new that I never, ever knew before. And I may have seen the movie 10 times, 15 times. And it just, because it's so deep, you can keep going and going. If you've read this thing 20 times and you're still learning stuff, what kind of clues are that deep? And that's what I love about the way that she writes, is that there is so many layers to it because of the characters and because of their backgrounds.
No, it's definitely a story that every age... I mean, I started reading Harry Potter when I was 4. It's been as much of a part of my life as my parents have, or my sister has, or my best friend has. Mm.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. All right, well, listen, you're going to keep us updated on any changes that come when you get an email?
Of course.
Okay.
You're going to be our Potterhead correspondent.
Oh, I would love that. I will await with open arms.
All right, so anytime something you get an email that's big, something big, let's keep everybody up to date. So just bring it to your mom and we'll get it on the air.
All right.
All right, cool.
Thanks,
all right, so
Victoria.
Give the headphones back to your mom.
Thank
and then
you.
We'll do bye. Have fun at school today.
How old?
Last test.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm here now. All right.
Really? When's your last day of school?
Well, today, really.
Today?
Yeah. Awesome. Last test.
All right.
Happy summer schools. Apple summer. Can we play that for her, Rich?
All right. 60 seconds. Victoria's mom comes back with the Queen of Cheap, so stick around for some good deals on Good Day.
All right.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles.
You've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows.
Or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva
That's
of
right.
Tuxedo.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
There she is, the mother of a Harry Potter
mama.
Expert, Roberta Fasanelli.
Before you get started, how awesome is your daughter? She's like 15 going on 30.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that scary? A little bit?
It is a little scary. And we're going down to the Harry Potter convention in mid-July. It's called LeakyCon in Orlando.
Oh, man, you guys are deep.
They're going to screen the last movie ahead of anybody else in the world just for LeakyCon. They actually bought out the Wizarding World of Harry Potter for an entire night just for the convention kids.
Wow.
So it's going to be pretty awesome, I think, even though it's July and like 120 degrees and, you know, 2,000% humidity. But other than that...
Yeah.
Okay, Queen of Cheap here. We've got today for you coming up 4th of July crafts and recipes. No, it's not too early for this. You get your kids to make like little flags
it's
and
next
little
week.
Uncle Sam's
you
and
it.
Yeah, you know, all sorts of like red, white, and blue crafty things, and probably recipes for like flag cakes and stuff like that. You know, if you're into that. Staples. This is a really wild promotion that they're having. They give you, it's, you know, like when you go to a thrift store and they say, everything you could stick in the bag is only $2.
Right.
They're doing
mm-hmm.
the same
right.
thing at Staples, is they're giving you this reusable bag that you can keep free. And then whatever you put in the bag is 15% off.
Cool.
Is that kind of
cool.
wild?
Yeah.
Now, if you can figure out a way to fit a desk you know, a chair desk, a desk chair in it, or
computer,
you know,
well,
a computer in it. Or
what if you buy an iPad or cell phones?
I'm sure that would be included.
If I bought 15 cell phones and stuffed them in the bag, would they all be 15% off?
15% off, exactly. Yep. Whatever you put in the bag is 15% off.
Dig
that
it.
Goes through the 25th, so, you know, don't delay if you want to do this. You've only got two more days left. Let's see. See here is a photo site, and they're giving you 20 free photo cards just for $1.49 shipping. This is great for birthday invites, thank yous, wedding thank yous, graduation announcements, whatever you can figure out, and, you know, divorce announcements, too. Use the 20 free cards. Tomorrow,
that's
only
nice.
Free Panda Express Orange Chicken after 9 p.m. So I guess if you got the late night munchies, that's
after
what this coupon is.
After 9 p.m.?
Right, after
really?
9 p.m.
What kind of crowd are they trying to get in there?
Now, they don't say if it's local time or what time it is, but I guess it's just after 9 a.m.
Hey, man. Sale at Orange Chicken, dude.
Yeah, I get it free,
you'll see,
man.
Ron Paul and Barney Frank will be in line.
Right? And this is really cool. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Dave Matthews Band Caravan that they're doing this year.
No.
They'll be going to Panda Express, though, I bet.
Right, sure. They're going to Panda Express, the whole caravan.
Big fans.
It's a whole bunch of bands. I think it's about a dozen different bands, and it's a whole day thing. And the end of it is Dave Matthews Band's doing a set. You can download 7 free songs from 7 different artists, including Dave Matthews Band's, on iTunes. We have the link for you. The offer expires October 5th, which is kind of like when the last caravan ends. But I think they're doing 4 shows across the country. But these are big deals. These are like Bonnaroo or any of the big music festival type shows, even like Jazz Fest. So it's going to be a big deal. I know in New York here, they're doing it on Governor's Island. So you can step ahead of time with it. What, iTunes, 7 free songs from 7 different artists from the Dave Matthews Band Caravan. And this is all up on DougStephan.com. Just look for my smiling face. And
we'll be shortly. We're getting it up there now. So if you get there and it's not there yet, just check back in.
Just wait back. Yeah, it'll be there soon.
All right. And now Jennifer gets to do her television news.
I'm going to run. I got to move my car. It's
nice
a New York thing.
There's the resident New Yorker. All right.
It's a New York thing.
I feel so happy.
Yeah.
We're just going to listen
to
my TV news and knows.
All right, so Jennifer, what's going on in the TV world?
Okay, so kind of funny. We always have to do our Charlie Sheen update. And
yeah,
we talked
wrong
about
with that train wreck today.
Well, speaking of wrecks, we were talking about how he may be written off the show of 2.5 Men by either plane crash or staying in Paris. Well, now someone on the show has leaked that it's going to be a huge fiery car wreck that will kill Charlie Sheen's character.
Awesome.
On 2.5 Men. And what's going to happen is that Ashton Kutcher is going to come over and take over his house, the Malibu Beach house that they live in. And then he's going to feel sorry for Alan and the kid and let them live there.
You know, I love the fact that they aren't doing this kind of, maybe he could come back thing.
They're going to kill him
in a fiery crash with a big up yours.
They said spectacular. That's how big this crash will be, which you don't see on sitcom-y kind of TV shows. All right, also some gossip today. Randy Jackson from American Idol may be taking a second job. He's trying to develop a daytime talk show.
Randy?
Yes.
So what's up, dog?
What's up, dog? It's going to be called the Dog Report, I think. He hasn't responded yet for comment, but I'm not sure what he would talk about. It would be interesting to see what that would look like.
I don't see Randy having any deep conversations.
I know. Also, good news for Mad Men fans. There was some talk that maybe this would be the last season, but Jon Hamm has just signed a 3-year deal with Lionsgate, the people that produce Mad Men. So it looks like you'll get 3 more seasons of that show if you're into it. It's a good show.
It's
it
on
launches
Netflix.
Again in 2000.
I know. It's time, man.
It's and especially good for people, I think, in their 40s and 50s because it kind of takes you back to that lifestyle a little bit.
Roberta's a huge fan of it.
Yeah, so are my parents. They love it. HBO is developing a new drama series project inspired by Mike Tyson, of all people. It's going to be called Da Brick, and it's going to focus on his early boxing career, how he got started.
Back when he was in control of himself.
Exactly. Before the face tattoo.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell, big announcement from them today, kind of sad news. Glenn Campbell has Alzheimer's, which is very sad. We'll keep a good thought for him. And then Glee has given us a little sneak peek into their 3rd season. Traditionally, Glee has had a lot of songs and a lot of guest stars. Well, in season 3, there are going to be no guest stars. and they're going to have less music, and they're going to focus more on the story arc of some of the characters that they haven't focused on before.
Yeah, I wonder why, because it's nothing there. Okay, who's the big hit star of the week, and then no story to back it up?
Yeah, something like that. Right, and the highest paid reality star, can you guess?
Who?
Donald Trump, $160 million deal for Celebrity Apprentice.
Makes sense. Why would he want to become president? That'd be crazy.
Exactly.
A little tribute to Glenn Campbell here. He was, if you don't know it, one of the tramps. Tramps? Tramps. That sang Tequila. Guitar player. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Past the hour, Doug Stebbins, good day, with Jennifer and Rich. Roberta is going to move her car in the streets of New York City. And Doug is driving around.
We know where her loyalties are.
Yeah. Doug is driving around Tiffin in his purple, the student prince's jersey.
That's right.
At Tiffin at Heidelberg. So he will be back
with us.
Yeah, so here we are. And Tom Kreitler is going to join us momentito to help you fix up your house and get some projects going for this week. And I'm all into fix-up season now, so hopefully you are too, and Tom can help us get through a couple of these. To 54 past on Good Day, 60 seconds to Tom Kreitler.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
55 pass, my man, my buddy, Tom Kreitler of the
Good
Money
morning.
Pit.
Good morning. So it's only when you have a home improvement question that you need answered quickly.
But I call you off. Hey, listen, I helped you out.
Love you.
I helped you out a couple of weeks ago, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, I know, and you will never, ever let me forget it.
No, because I need you on a weekly basis. And so does Diane. Diane is the first person to write us this week with a question for Tommy. She says she has a 2,300-square-foot home built in the 70s with a small master bedroom, and they're considering taking out a wall to the adjacent room to create a larger room with a full bath and a double closet size. Will the improved three-bedroom version of the house sell better or worse than the four-bedroom?
Interesting question, you know, because when you price a house, when you appraise a house, it's always based on the number of bedrooms in the house, right? I mean, is it a three-bedroom house, a four-bedroom house, or whatever?
And that's what the comps in the neighborhood will tell you, too.
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So it's kind of dangerous territory, Diane. I would definitely check with a realtor. You know, there's always a few realtors that always sell the same neighborhoods and find out if anyone's done this and what the effect has been. Because here's where it could work out for you. It is true that today home buyers do want to have that sort of grand master suite in a home. And so if you're going to create that really upscale master suite, and it's a big and, if you happen to hit on the right buyer that appreciates that Grandmaster Suite, this could actually work out for you. But on the other hand, if you're not going to create one that's, you know, really terrific, and you're going to take away one of the bedrooms, it could work the other way, too. I mean, it can really come down to who walks in the door. Is it a family with four kids or a single couple, you know, in terms of what they want to buy?
Yeah, that's a tough decision, man, taking their four-bedroom down to a three-bedroom. I don't know
if
I'd be able to pull the trigger.
How long are you going to live in the house? I mean, if you're planning on being there for a while, you might as well fix it up the way you want it.
And that's a really good point because
right?
you can't have your return on investment window just be like whatever the immediate value is, because if you're going to be there for, you know, 10 years, then why not enjoy it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can always put it back if you have to.
Well, you could. Yeah, you could.
You know, it's not huge. All right. Theoni in Utah writes, she wants to repaint an interior room. The existing color is a vibrant purple and pink.
What were they thinking?
Ooh. Where's this place? I'll move into it.
Man. Is your house? So she wants to know what the best way to prep her walls are so that she doesn't have to put 75 coats of beige over top of it to color
the
purple.
Yeah, the secret here is the primer. And what you want to do, Theoni, is you want to use a tinted primer. So you get the primer, and then you tint the primer to match the top coat, and this way you do the best job at sealing up whatever is the darkest underneath, and you kind of work up from there. And use a good quality primer. I might even tell you use an oil-based primer. It'll really seal it well.
Oh, wow. Oil-based. Yeah.
What's wrong with oil-based?
It's tough to work with.
It's just tough to work with. But it does a great job.
Yeah,
I mean, if you ever have like
better.
Really nasty walls that you want to cover, like maybe you have like smoke stains or something like that, Oil-based is the way to go.
All right, and then finally Charlotte in Maryland writes she has an older roof that is starting to leak, but she doesn't have the cash to do the entire roof. Are there less costly ways to fix the roof leaks?
You know, you very frequently can maintain a roof just by repairing the leaks. It seldom leaks when the shingles wear out. It usually leaks when there's a flashing problem where
a pipe
comes through the roof, chimney, you know, roofs come together. I would work on those areas, and you sure can delay the total
replacement. Flashing is probably the easiest way. All right, there he is, the superstar of home improvement. Tom Kreitler on the Good Day Show at 58 Pass. Thank you, Tommy.